The Pilot Wings series has always been a Nintendo staple of launching a new platform. As of late, though, showing off the technical prowess of the newer Nintendo systems has not been as important, and we find ourselves not bringing out a new game as of late. However, we're open to new ideas as to how we can make Pilot Wings relevant to our users in the middle of a console cycle. We've got three people here to tell us how to do it. Welcome to Armchair Devs Pilot Wings. Hello, I'm Dan, Video Games, host of Armchair Devs. That intro song actually matches the game we're talking about for once. Today, we're going to interview three different people for their pitches for a potential Pilot Wing game. The first person we're going to talk to is Dr. Agro. Dr. Agro, introduce yourself.
I'm Dr. Agro.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Agro. Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
I've never played a Pilot Wings game.
And KZ Excellent from KZExcellent.com.
The theme of never winning is bravery.
And as you all know from listening to this show in the past, we'd like to start things off with a 30-second elevator pitch. We're going to start taking those right now. Mr. Feel?
Yes.
You got 30 seconds from the moment you start talking. Go right ahead.
Sometimes when reviving a dead franchise, simplicity is best. Pilot Wings Sky High is a single-player, single-A title. Play as your own unique pilot in two different forms of flight-based gameplay, controlling multiple vehicles and experiencing a compelling story set in the rah-rah archipelago.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, that was brief, simple, but straightforward. I like it a lot. I am heading into your pitch for once. Not feeling weirdly apprehensive or looking around the room for trap doors. And now we're going to take the next pitch from KZ Excellent. KZ, you got 30 seconds. Go right ahead.
Nintendo occasionally finds it important to do major shakeups on their various franchises, and with Pilot Wings, it'll be no different. My pitch revolves around a Pilot Wings where you fly around large environments with a variety of unlockable and customizable vehicles and gadgets, with the goal of landing in the perfect spot of your choice. That's only phase one, though. Phase two? Battle Royale. Welcome to Pilot Wing Supremacy.
thank you for your pitch.
No problem.
I can see how these two things would match up very well, Battle Royale and a game. Okay, I'm just going to finish out my notes. Night. Mayor. Okay, there we go. Dr. Agro, you have 30 seconds from the moment you start talking.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. Flash, June 6, 1944. Allied flotillas converge on northern France to commence Operation Neptune. Uh-oh. Looks like trouble. Insane Nazi scientist Veruch Wissenschaftler has used his insane Nazi science to perfect a method of traveling through time itself, and he's brought back all sorts of nasty goodies to stop our boys on the beach. Ray guns, automatons, woolly mammoths with laser eyes? Say it ain't so. Will the attack be called off? Not if spunky, all-American, freedom-loving Constance Liberty has anything to say about it. Go, Constance. Crank up your fly-majig and give those dirty krauts what for in Pilot Wings, World at War.
My
and
God.
Just like that, the episode ends.
bold of Agro to promote, to cross Pilot Wings over with Project Steam.
Bold of Agro to do something that would have taken us 3 minutes to read.
I have so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Jesus. You always think you know what's coming from him. Nope.
Mr. Feel, you said
yes.
Your game takes place in Rara Archipelago, right?
Yes.
What can you tell me about this location? What will make it unique? And what are some endearing values that it has? Like, tell me about it.
Well, the Rara Archipelago is a series of islands, one of which is Woohoo Island, where the Wii and Nintendo 3DS Pilot Wings games takes place. There are four islands: Woohoo, Waha, Woho, and Weehee Islands. And each one will be a hub with various missions and goals to achieve. The first one being Woohoo Island, of course, that you start on. And the final one being Woho Island that has Ra-Ra City on it, the capital of the region.
Splendid. Thank you for explaining that. That sounds like you have a really rich universe you've extended out naturally from the pre-existing Pilot Wings universe. I'm very excited to see what Ra-Ra City looks like.
That's raw.
KZ.
Yes.
You have described your game as having two phases.
Yes.
How do we transition from one phase to another? Is it a moment for all the characters, all the players collectively, or is it something they will transition through as they play through the game? Explain your game to me.
So when thinking about Pilot Wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the kids into this.
Mm-hmm.
You need some way to get them interested. The core Pilot Wings, flying around, going through rings, using a variety of different vehicles. This is what 20 minutes of research has given me. And I thought, well, if we combine this with a battle royale, phase one would be you flying through, and depending on your vehicle, you'd be able to do tricks, you'd be able to go through rings, you would be able to maneuver and get to places quickly. And the idea is that depending on your vehicle, depending on what you use, you'll spend phase one going wherever you wish. And as you land, you will then start foraging for supplies and things, because it then goes into phase two, the battle royale mode. And doing well in the battle royale will give you more stuff that'll lead to you making better ships and vehicles and things you can use for phase one again in future matches, which then leads you to going to different places. It feeds into each other. Symbiotic relationship.
Wow. It's been since the PS3 game Warhawk turned a shitty PS1 single-player-only game into a fantastic multiplayer-only game that I have seen a transition so bold. You have turned an entire franchise into vehicles for a battle royale. I am delighted by your vision.
Now, not to... Number one, you have mentioned Warhawk, I think, every week for the past 6 months.
Wonder when that's coming up.
Longer.
Number two, of course there'll be a single-player mode with bots.
Okay, thank you.
It's a Nintendo game. We'd be screwed otherwise.
Thank you. Dr. Agro,
mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about Constance Liberty?
Constance Liberty was a bookbinder's apprentice in 1770s America who, when insane Nazi science ripped open the time-space continuum, was hurtled into the future to land on the USS Arkansas on D-Day with her pedal-powered gyrocopter fly-a-majig. She loves three things: her mother's clam chowder, beautiful horses, and freedom.
Oh!
I did not see that last one coming.
We didn't hear it at all.
Mother's clam chowder. Okay. Beautiful horses.
Mm-hmm.
And freedom. Okay. Nice. And hurled forward through time by Nazi science. Ends up on D-Day. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is quite the world you're building. Jesus Christ. I'm going to need a moment to breathe.
You're welcome.
Feel, how is Pilot Wings Sky High going to handle its playthrough? Is it going to have a bespoke story mode? Is it going to have a relatively narrativeless single player? Yeah, go ahead and explain.
Pilot Wings Sky High will have a traditional story mode. There are two forms of gameplay, and the story will take place on each island. You do missions for the various locals and some officials in the Pilot Wings organization you're a part of, and once you complete enough, the next story beat happens, and the story beat might take you to the next island, or if it's only halfway through the story of that island, you might have to do more before you get the next story beat, which eventually you'll visit all four islands and you'll have access to all of them at once. But it's a tradition. It's a normal story.
Okay.
I could compare it to something like Tony Hawk's Underground almost.
You know, I was going to say that. But I was like, maybe people would respect it more if I was more like, oh, it's like a 3D platformer like Odyssey or Mario 64 or Galaxy or Not Sunshine.
You could also think of it as similar to the PlayStation 2 Grand Theft Auto games where you don't have access to the whole map at once.
That's fantastic.
You're stuck in a small chunk of it. And then as you progress in the story, it feeds it to you a little bit at a time, so you get very acquainted with the whole map.
I think that's a really good way to incentivize people completing a bunch of things, maybe trying their hand at stuff they haven't tried before, but not being too content gated by them maybe not excelling at certain vehicles or what have you. That seems like a really good structure for a single player. KZ?
Yes?
I have one question for you.
Okay.
While flying a biplane, can you floss?
Yes, and you won't have to pay real-world money to get it.
Wow, that's the sort of thing that only Nintendo can bring people.
Correct. Sorry, I went cross-eyed.
Dr. Agro.
Yes, Senpai?
Tell me about the Automaton Menace.
Well, in addition to being able to go back and forth through the natural timeline.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because that's normal science time travel.
Yeah.
Insane Nazi science time travel.
Oh.
Also opens the door to alternate timelines, including one version of 2030s Los Angeles in the middle of the world's most insufferable steampunk convention. Where Verrucht Wissenschaftler kidnapped a bunch of basically what were high-tech cosplayers and drafted them into the Wehrmacht. So basically now Normandy Beach is covered in Southern Californians in costume shooting at U.S. soldiers with ray guns.
Wow. Incredible. Incredible. I didn't realize when we did an armchair devs for Pilot Wings, it would be so dizzying at every moment. You know, usually I don't get dizzy until this next segment. That troubles me because I'm already there. Gentlemen, I have asked each of you to draw something for me.
Oh, good.
The choice of what to draw was your own. You got to choose between an instructor, a vehicle, or a location. And I'm very interested in what your drawing will tell me about your game. We'll go ahead and start with KZ. KZ, what did you draw? And I would love to see it.
So, I was racked with ideas. I had a couple of concepts, but then when the idea of what the flow phase 1 and 2 of Pilot Wing Supremacy, once that started to take shape, I went, there's only one choice. I had to make a vehicle.
Okay, that's fair.
And thus, here is what I came up with.
Now,
for the astute eye, yes, that is actually a Razor scooter with a jet engine and wings. Now, the wings look more like a banana.
Yes.
Good.
That's
make it really aerodynamic. So the whole point of the game is that as you continue, even if you don't place well in the Battle Royale section of the game, you're still slowly getting little materials, you're getting parts, all these things that'll help you build up to different vehicles, which then will make it so you can reach areas or reach entire zones that you may not have done so before. The Razor Scooter 8000, which is sponsored, of course.
Of course.
Will allow you to get through some of the more narrow spots and will also allow you to grind on certain floating rails that just exist in the world.
Oh,
this will allow you to get plenty of distance, reach some of those more extreme areas. Extreme if you're, for the 12-year-old waiting. The tweens will love the Razer.
I mean, I'm not even a tween and I'm loving it on their behalf. Grinding invisible rails sounds confusing, but raw shit. It has a real Sonic Adventure 2 energy to it. I love this design. Thank you so much, KZ. This is great. This is what Pilot Wings needs.
It really does.
Mr. Feel, what have you drawn me? I'd love to see it.
In Pilot Wings Sky High, you will not have access to every vehicle initially. You will have to get certification for them from instructors.
Oh.
And although they teach you how to use these vehicles, you will also be directly competing against these same instructors at points in the games in friendly competitions between the islands.
I see.
In the setting.
That's fantastic.
So, to that end, I have drawn the most skilled pilot in the entire region who teaches you how to use some of the vehicles in the second half of the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jet Skyfang.
What can you tell me about Jet Skyfang?
He's a real cool guy.
Wasn't he in Cyborg 009?
He may or may not have been based on Jet Link from Cyborg 009. He is not only the best pilot in the region, he is also secretly the antagonist of the game, because not only is he a high-ranking member of Pilot Wings, he is the captain of a band of sky pirates that has been menacing the region.
Wow, that's amazing. I love the idea of having an antagonist who seemingly is a friendly antagonist, but then is revealed to not be a friendly antagonist. I really love that. I love his design. That is an eye patch on one of his eyes. I can't see the other one. He only has one eye patch, right? And not two.
It's meant to be shades.
Okay. I stand corrected. These are cool shades.
His unique nose makes conveying both shades a little difficult.
Understandable.
But we all have our own obstacles to overcome in life.
Yeah, so that's really what Pilot Wings is all about. Overcoming obstacles. The game's about... Oh, well, anyway. Dr. Agro. Unfortunately, I handed you exactly as much rope as the others. I let you draw any of those three things. I'm curious in what you drew, and I'd love to see it.
I also drew an instructor.
Oh, no.
Here it comes.
Quank and Kriker!
Now, appearances may be deceiving here.
Okay.
Das Klankenkrieger was originally a Nazi automaton designed for labor oversight and morale improvement.
Yes.
However, he was captured by a daring ally raid and is now piloted by Spot, the super intelligent all-American dog.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
I've been wondering what the dog was for.
He's undercover in the Nazis' flying fortress, the Siegfried. And anytime it appears in a level, he's in radio contact with Constance, giving her flying tips, secret power-up locations, and gauging her overall flight competency to see whether or not she should be allowed back to the D-Day landing to effect a daring rescue of Operation Neptune.
Spot is so brave. Staying undercover in that Nazi automaton, but still holding that American flag in his mouth. I'm gonna need a moment. Spot has moved me.
He has moved me into a fucking coffin. And I thought we wouldn't top the last episode.
He doesn't like acting like a mean Nazi robot, but gosh darn it, he has to. For America.
I don't... Okay. Now, for whatever godforsaken reason, this is a part of the show where I let you ask each other questions. KZ, we'll start with you. What sort of... You get to ask each of your fellow contestants one question. Go right ahead.
Agro, what is the definitive resolution of your game?
The final scene in my game is when you have convinced your instructor Spot that you have both the equipment, the gumption, and the know-how needed to effectively aid the Omaha Beach landing. If you have successfully completed all of the mainline missions, you will have unlocked the supreme vehicle, the A-10 Warthog, where you basically just use the Gau cannon to blast the shit out of pillboxes and Nazis for like 10 minutes. While the a metal rendition of the national anthem blares.
Follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take that vehicle into other quests not designed for that vehicle once you unlock it?
Oh, that's like the entire endgame.
That's good.
That's a really good answer. All right. So, Mr. Feel.
Yes.
I feel like what's been happening with a lot of franchises from Nintendo is the occasional cameo, the occasional reference of other IPs they own. Will there be any crossover with Pilot Wings Sky High with the other Nintendo franchises?
Yes. NPC trainers in each branch of Pilot Wings. There will be one cameo in each branch, and they will be humanized Star Fox characters.
Ooh. Oh.
Here came.
Will one of them be Crystal?
No.
Your game features personas. Okay. Well, I'm glad none of them are Crystal. That's a bit safer. Seems less transparent in our goal here. I like that answer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to throw it to Dr. Agro to ask the next couple of questions.
KZ, excellent.
Yes.
In your Battle Royale segments, the weapon loadouts for these vehicles, are they wacky or are they realistic, and how do you plan to implement that?
The vehicles and their main focus through flying through the air and landing and then having some sort of use once you actually reach the ground, the focus is mainly wacky. It's supposed to be more in a cartoony art style because that fits the Nintendo brand. We're not looking to make something that's like ultra realistic. Where it's like, oh, that wouldn't be able to do that. Sometimes you take your Razor scooter and do a sick jump, and then you land on someone else, and then they've died.
That sounds realistic to me.
That will give you the experience, because now, I said the idea that they died. A Nintendo game can't have characters die. That's just wrong. You see, instead, they will be splatted, because this is also a part of the Splatoon franchise.
I don't know how I knew it was going to go there, but it did. Thank you, KZ. Now, Mr. Feel.
Yes.
Your game, Pilot Wings Sky High, seems like a very wholesome, positive experience that the entire family, any generation of gamer, could pick up, play, and enjoy. But I have to ask, on moral grounds, does your game, in any way or capacity, depict people killing Nazis?
What? No, there are no Nazis in my game.
Irresponsible. No further questions.
Those were enlightening questions, Agro. Thank you for being brave enough to ask them. You remind me of Spot. So brave. Mr. Feel, it is now your turn to ask your fellow contestants, competitors, to one question each. Go right ahead, Mr. Feel.
KZ.
Yes.
Who's developing this?
Ah, well, you see, we were able to wrap up the development on stuff with Splatoon 2. So we have that team working on this. Given the fact that part of it is a battle royale, it would make sense that people with some experience at Nintendo with shooters would be handling that.
It does make sense to put an extremely talented and popular team on a dead franchise instead of the next game in their franchise.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Experimentation is important.
Agro.
Mm-hmm.
Who is designing all these Nazi nightmares that will be the foes in your game?
Okay, legally, we're allowed to use Todd McFarlane's name. But really, we just called up Industrial Light and Magic, and they got a few interns to knock some shit together for us.
Nice.
That's how you do it.
That's what I'm hearing.
It is apparently how you do it.
It is apparently how you do it. Before we end all of this, I'm going to let you each talk about one thing that the rest of us haven't given you an opportunity to talk about. tell me some neat thing about your game that you know I'd never ask. We're going to start, God damn it, with Dr. Agro. Dr. Agro, tell me a thing about your game that you know no one would ask you. No rational being would ask you.
Well, one thing I'm kind of surprised no one asked me is I have a vehicle list here. As you progress through different time periods, you collect. You start with Constance's pedaled flymajig.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an electric gyrocopter, the Red Baron's biplane, the F-14A Tomcat from Top Gun, a jetpack powered by magic, a hoverboard, but just like the shitty wheeled kind we have now, a hang glider made out of pages of War and Peace, a Hiller VZ-1 Pawnee disguised as a hot air balloon, the Flying House from The Flying House, the A-10 Warthog, as I've said, and if you complete all of the collectible side missions, the actual True Cross upon which our Lord Jesus was crucified. You surf that bitch, and Nazis just blow up if you get within 20 feet.
That was incredibly informational. And you're right. I never would have asked you, do you surf on the cross of Jesus Christ? That was a pretty safe bet, assuming I would never ask you that question. Mr. Feel, what is something about your game that I haven't asked you, insane or otherwise?
You know, piloting is not something that someone would really imagine lending itself well to boss fights outside of shooting at things, but we didn't want to have guns in Pilot Wing Sky High, so to combat the Sky Pirates, we have prepared a special vehicle called the Punchacopter, which is a helicopter with extendable arms with giant boxing gloves on the end, and you battle the Sky Pirate Mecha in a manner similar to Punch-Out.
I see. That's very fantastic sounding. Let me just write this note. Also gets Punch-Out fans off our goddamn backs. There we go. Thank you. And KZ, you get to tell me one more thing about your game that I haven't heard yet.
Just like many of our games, there is online multiplayer centricness to it. There are three main islands, and they are the big maps that you fly around, land, do both phases of the game. And of course, each one's distinct. There will be like rewards for like the island that had the most action, the most wins, the most intense new ships. Because of course, each island has its distinct materials that will give you different ships. Like there will be one that's more mech focused, so you'll be able to get more technologically advanced looking flying machines. But there's also ones that you would use agricultural stuff, like finding a legally distinct version of the peach from James and the Giant Peach.
Okay.
And using that as your vehicle.
Okay.
Some people want to fuck that spider.
That seems irrelevant to your pitch, but wait, is that irrelevant to your pitch?
Depends on the person.
You're not going to be slipping sexy spiders in our fucking video game, are you?
I'm just trying to sell games, man.
God damn it.
The original goth bitch.
God. Okay. Well, I've had enough of this shit, and that's how you know it's time
for... The original goth bitch isn't from the 90s, KZ.
That's how you know we're going to wrap things up. So since I'm sick of everyone's shit, it's time to get everyone's final statements. You need to prove to me with this final bit of time I have given you why your pitch is so much better than your competitors. You can be as specific and malicious as you want.
What?
Dr. Agro, you have 30 seconds. Sell me on why I'm going with yours over theirs.
They say that there's no such thing as ethical consumption under capitalism. I say, what about an edutainment extravaganza where you learn about history, piloting, morality, bookbinding, oddly enough, and you get to kill Nazis?
God damn. Well, that was brief and powerful.
Just like the Nazi regime.
Oh, oh shit. Good thing it was both of those and not just one. Wait. Oh.
I got my eye on you, boy.
Mr. Feel, you have 30 seconds to tell me why I'm going with your game instead of theirs.
My game will revive Pilot Wings. KZ and Agro will puppet its corpse out for a little bit and then throw it back in the grave.
Damn.
And
shit. I was expecting a reason they would do that, but
I just came out here to pitch game and I'm feeling so attacked.
Okay, and now it's time for KZ to sell me on his game over his opponents, or shit talk his opponents, I guess. KZ, you have 30 seconds to do whatever you want.
Pilot Wings Supremacy will be taking the Pilot Wings gameplay, evolving it, and giving it a brand new multiplayer-focused twist. You'll gain a brand new level of excitement of flying around various different islands, taking out your enemies, and even if you don't win, you'll slowly build toward a variety of amazing-looking ships and give you a new appreciation for them as you worked hard to build them and earn things. Also, it's raw.
Thank you, KZ. I feel like you did really wrap a really nice bow on it.
I didn't want to attack anyone.
That's brave. That's true bravery right there.
We're about love, not hate.
I've got a lot of thinking to do. And so we're going to hit the thinking transition music. Okay, having reviewed my notes, I have many good and bad things to talk to you about your projects. It's such a tight competition, it's really hard to praise and pick apart each of these, but I'll try my best. Dr. Agro.
I am prepared.
Your world building is fantastic. Mm. I would love to meet Constance Liberty and Spot, the brave patriotic dog. So brave, and there's a lot about your game that I'm super interested in. But it may be a little difficult to publish a game where you surf on Jesus Christ's cross he died on, you know? That may be a little difficult to publish. Just a little. KZ.
Yes.
Your game has a lot of things right about it. I think doing the kid appeal is fantastic. I think your vehicle design is spot on with a Razor with a jet engine on it and wings. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The downside, the Splatoon devs can barely patch together netcode for 8 players. I have no idea how they're going to code a battle royale. And that concerns me.
Nintendo Online sucks in every game. So this wasn't a shock. This was an automatic thing that would happen.
So what you're saying is the bar is low enough for Nintendo fans, they may not notice. Is that...
what I'm saying is 6 million units sold. Year one.
Mr. Field, there's a lot about your game I like. The structure of the game incentivizing trying a variety of different tasks, but not being tied down to being good enough at all of them to continue progress on the story is really nice. I always like that sort of thing in the Tony Hawk games, Tony Hawk 4 and Underground and stuff like that, where we give them a list of different things they can do to progress their game. However, I am very mortified by the human-fied Star Fox characters you have said would be instructors in this world, and I feel like it would almost be apprehensive walking around waiting for the next moment that I would see Fox McCloud as some chubby white dude.
F-Zero did it first.
That doesn't mean we should do it too.
Just wait till you see Pigma.
Pigma's dead. Pigma doesn't count. He's not real.
Fuck off. World maps aren't content.
And it's with all of this taken into consideration that I am going to announce the winning pitch for the new Pilot Wings game is Mr. Feel. Mr. Feel, there is so much about your Pilot Wings game I enjoy. I'm very excited to explore Woohoo, Waha, Weehee, and Whoa-Hoo Islands. Those all sound great. I want to know what Rah-Rah City looks like. I think your focus on a very structured single-player experience is smart because the best Nintendo games seem to stick to that. I like so much about the world building with the Sky Pirates and this arch nemesis who seems to be heavily inspired by some other thing, but it'll be fine. And I do like your gameplay structure. There's a lot about your game I enjoy. And once again, getting the Punch-Out fans off of our back with that fucking Punch-A-Copter would be really great. So that's just that extra little cherry on top. I think this is Pilot Wings Sky High is going to be a great game for this company to publish. Thank you so much for your pitch.
You're welcome, Dan. The whole time you were reading out that I won, I was dabbing.
Would you like to rescind your win?
No, it's...
Are there any takebacks? There's no still take-backs. A chance to give it to Aggro.
No takebacksies here on Armchair Devs. I would like to thank all three of our contestants. And I would like to thank you for listening to Armchair Devs Pilot Wings.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Armchair Devs. Podcasts like this and Big Think Dimension are only possible with viewer support. If you'd like to help us in the fight for good content, please show us your support over on patreon.com/gbpodcasts, where you can also listen to the extended pitches that couldn't make it into this episode.